Today will be Ezra Shembe learned of Chav Vav and Masech de Baba Basra. Some of the topics we'll learn about include the Mishnah's halacha of Layita Adam Ilan Samach Lestei Chaveroi Elim Ken Hirchek Mimena Arba Amis. A person may not plant a tree within 4 Amis of his neighbor's field because, as Rashi explains, Shekeshe Yachrish Esili Naisav Lo Yehid Tzaruch Lahachnis Machrishas Letechseo De Chaveroi. This distance is required so that when he plows around his trees, his plow should not go into the neighbor's field. Rav Yosi's halacha of Bein Ilan Ligfanim Beinan Tfei. If in one field there were fruit trees while in the other field there were grapevines, even a greater distance is required because Asu Tzipayri Yasvi Bedikli V'Nachzi Bepardisa U'Mafsi Delei. The birds are attracted to the tall fruit trees and then they go down to the neighboring grapevines and ruin them. The Mishnah's halacha of Hayachefer Boir Siach Ma'ara Kaitzit V'Yairit. If the neighbor needs to dig a pit in his field, he may cut the roots even more than 3 tvachim deep. Eitzim Shalai, he gets to keep the wood of the tree roots that were cut. And the Gemara discusses Eitzim Shalmi. Who is the one that the Mishnah says gets to keep the wood? Does the owner of the tree get the wood because Basar Ilan Azlinan? The wood is considered part of the tree because it grew from the tree? Or the owner of the field gets the wood because Basar Karka Azlinan? The wood is considered part of the field because it grew in the ground. The contradiction in the Mishnah Masech de Me'ila regarding the case of Sharsha Ilan Shalhajit Haboin Bishal Hektish. If the roots of a tree of a common person spread out into a field of hektish, and the reverse case of shel hektish haboim b'shel hedyit, if the roots of a tree of hektish spread out into a field of a hedyit, in both cases the Mishnah rules loy nenin loy moyelin. Midei raisa, one who benefits from the roots is not liable for the isr me'ila. However, midei rabbanan, one is forbidden to benefit from the roots. Me'ila, if a person benefits from an item that belongs to hektish, he is liable to bring a carbon me'ila and to reimburse hektish. Ein me'ila b'gidulin, the later growth of hektish is not subject to me'ila.